Well, this morning we've got a guest in the studio, so we're going to talk with Alexis Fleener, who's with the Southwest Iowa Planning Council. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. You're working on, well, you're always working on a bunch of projects. You kind of always have your plate full, don't you?
Yes, I do.
There's a lot of work to go around here in the region, but there are some CDBG grant applications that are being put together now and some information being collected for actually a number of different communities here in the area.
Yeah, we did get quite a few communities interested in this program. It's housing rehab grants available for homeowner-occupied homes in the region, and cities apply for these grants to rehab up to 6 homes.
Housing rehabilitation. What's that mean specifically? What types of things?
So we're looking at, you know, the roof, siding, windows, and even the interior work. We have a housing inspector that goes out and draws up the bid specs for these homes that qualify. And it's just about bringing up the condition of the home and even increasing the energy efficiency and safety, code compliance, those kind of things.
Now, livability issues.
Yes, yes.
If you don't have a good roof, good windows, if you don't keep the elements out in any way, shape, or form, you're in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got to keep that up to speed there, too. Are there a lot of folks that would qualify for this type of assistance?
We are looking for homeowners that meet a certain income limit. They have to be below, and this is what we call low to moderate income. And the income limits vary from county to county, so we kind of base it off of the 2010 census numbers of what 80% of the median household income, depending on how many people you have in your household. So it varies from community to community, but we have those limits in our office. So if people are interested, we are taking pre-apps. We call them pre-applications for these to see who qualifies and to get people on the list.
Sure. And that's kind of the process that you're working through right now, is asking folks in these different communities. By the way, those communities are Griswold, Walnut, Villisca, Harlan, and Missouri Valley. Yeah. Those are the ones specifically we're talking about right now. These are the communities where you're looking to get some help from folks who aren't necessarily signing up for something right now, but you're just trying to gauge where the interest would be.
Right. We're doing kind of two things at once. We're working towards the requirements for the CDBG application, but at the same time, we're also conducting these housing assessments. So we're asking folks for help with a couple different things. One would be if people think that they qualify and have issues with their home, we invite them to contact Tammy DeBoard in our office, and they can fill out a pre-app. We are asking for their latest tax return as proof of what their income is to get on the list for the CDBG part of it. Now, the housing assessment piece is we're asking for all community members, all community leaders, people working in the community with housing, to kind of get a bigger sense of what the conditions are of the homes and even what people are needing, what they're wanting. Because while we're focused on housing, we want to give the city some goals, and, you know, we want to give the city a real sense of what the community is wanting, needing in the future.
Information and data is very valuable.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when you're in the planning stages for something like that. And a lot of these communities are constantly looking at long-term and short-term planning. They need to keep abreast of these types of things.
Right, because even if, you know, these housing CDBG applications are very competitive, so even if a community is not does not get these funds, they can still have something out of the housing assessment that they can work towards with the community.
Sure. How are these communities picked?
They, we put out a call. We we kind of put an email blast out there to every city and said, this is what we're doing. The housing assessments are fairly new, so this would be something new that we're doing. And these communities came forward and said, we want to move forward with something like this.
Okay, so these are community leaders, the local elected officials?
Yes, the cities have voted on it and approved this process and this application.
So they all want to be a part of this.
Yes.
And see if they can do something to help out the people in their community to be able to spruce up their places.
Right. Yeah. Some of these communities have had CDBG mm-hmm. funds before, have sure. gone through this program. So, you know, whether they're focusing on a different part of town, getting, you know, more, because really these grants, we do 6 homes. And so it takes several of these grants to really make a huge impact.
Yeah, to make a large impact in the community. The grant funding is somewhat limited, so you try to spread it around as best you can, but you also have to make an impact everywhere you go.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned like financial data they're going to need to provide. Now, this is all done confidentially, right?
Right. That's why we do the LMI surveys is what we call, and to be clear, we are doing the LMI surveys in Griswold, Missouri Valley, and Harlan. Villisca and Walnut are already proven to be, whether we did a survey or they're just the census data says that they're over 51%. We don't have to do that LMI survey, but with 3 of the communities, we are. And that's why we do them, because the city's not seeing the information. We're collecting it. And really, it's just by phone number and address. And we're just looking for that overall percentage of the overall community where they're at.
Sure. Well, you have to justify the funding to the funding sources too.
Right.
And how it's going to help and how it fits into their project guidelines as well. Unfortunately, you don't get to make all the rules, huh?
Exactly. It'd be a lot easier.
Wouldn't it though?
Yes.
In everything in life. Well, are there opportunities then for folks in those communities to learn more about this process?
Definitely. So we are, of course, you can always call our office, and Tammy's email is online. We have all the pre-apps posted on our website, or you can go to any of the city halls of the cities participating. The city halls will give the pre-apps out, and then you can mail it back to our office or fax it back to our office. So there's plenty of different ways we can collect this information.
Absolutely. Now, you do have some appointments, some times set up for some different activities?
Yes. Yeah, so for the community assessment piece, mm-hmm. we will be having community meetings. Okay. With the timeline, short timeline, and the budget, we are only doing one big community meeting in every community, and they will be at the end of January through kind of mid-February, depending on the community. So we're wanting to spread the word out for that, because there's only one chance. Everyone gets one chance in each community to really give their input.
And that's just, well, you just answered my question. It's just about input at that point. It's not about filling out applications and things at that point. It's about providing input to the process.
Yes, it's about providing input. So I would like to see, you know, realtors, city leaders, even contractors, developers, and all community members that are interested in increasing the housing stock and quality. So we're looking at quantity and quality, if that's what, you know, and it's identifying the ways that the community as a whole wants to move forward with their housing needs to meet those.
You bet. And we'll talk more about those specific times, dates, and places and things as we get a little bit closer,
right,
since they're so far out.
Right, they are.
The important thing now is the pre-application
process. The pre-app and the housing survey that is going around that we'll be kind of talking about the data with the housing survey at the community meeting.
Sure.
So
we didn't talk too much detail there, but is it a long process for folks to fill out some of these applications?
The pre-app is really just a few questions. You have to own your home. So that's the first thing that you answer. Yes, I own my home. And how many people are in your household? Because then that determines what your income needs to be at or below, and then kind of filling out your income, which goes to our office and stays confidential at our office.
Okay, so you're not asking for a lot of time.
No, no. I would say that it would take 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's not a lot of time.
And then if you can get a hold of your, you know, last year, because you haven't filled out your taxes or got your tax return yet, so it would be last year's tax return that we're looking at for income.
Very good. Well, this is, as we've mentioned, an ongoing process.
Yes.
Some of these communities may be in a second go-around. You've got other communities who have used the program before successfully.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Again, that's for residents of Griswold, Walnut, Villisca, Harlan, and Missouri Valley. And if residents in those communities would like to know more or maybe get that process started, you can talk to the folks at your local city hall or just go online.
Exactly. Or call us.
And what's that website again?
SWIPCO.org.
Pretty easy to remember.
SWIPCO.org.
All right. Hopefully you can't forget that. Very good. Well, Alexis, thanks for coming by and sharing, and good luck with the projects.
Thank you very much.